that, but they did use a whetstone.
Sometimes when they're making something in the shop and it's on a wheel, what would you call that? Grinds, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know what you're thinking about, but I don't know. Just a grinding wheel, I don't know.
That thing that you drive, Aunt LeJavre, what do you call it?
Drive the car or the automobile?
When would you use automobile?
I don't know. To me, automobile's a little more sophisticated. Just going in the car. Oh, she has a brand new automobile.
Oh, I see. Sometimes when you have too much oil in your hair, it's what?
Well, greasy and oily.
Mm-hmm. When you cook, what do you save from the bacon?
Bacon grease.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do you use to make implements lubricated?
Some oil.
And if you're going to light an old-fashioned lamp, what would you use?
We used to use kerosene.
If you're going to put a boat in water for the first time, what do you call it? What's the verb?
Launch it.
If it's, you're just going to take your oars and do that, what kind of a boat is it?
Just a rowboat.
And do they have different shapes?
I'm sure they do, yes. Canoes and boats.
I mean, you know, are they square or what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All kinds.
If I plan to go to the store today, or if you told me you planned to go to the store today, and I said, no, that's not right, and you said, I'm what store today?
I'm going.
And if we were both, well, how would you say it?
We're going.
If somebody passed you over at the table and didn't give you some potatoes, say, and you thought maybe they didn't want you to have any, what question would you ask?
Say, may I have some?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If several people got omitted, you asked the hostess, why not?
I just say, may we have some, please?
Would you say, what verb instead of may? If you weren't being polite.
I don't believe I'd use it. I'd just say, we'd like some, please.
Would you say, am I going to get some?
No, I don't believe that. If I wanted to be invited again, I don't believe I would say that.
You wouldn't say ain't.
No, I don't use that too much. Occasionally I might.
If I had a stack of clothes folded, if you had a stack of clothes folded and you were going to hand it to your daughter to put up, what would you say about them? You handed them to her.
I'd say, put your things away.
Or... when you're presenting something to somebody, you say...
I would just say, here's some clothes. Put them up for me.
I see. If I told you that I didn't think the governor was the best one for this state, you would contradict me by saying that a lot of people thought they did. How would you phrase that?
That a lot of people thought they did. Mm. I just say, well, some say that he was elected by the majority, some say that he wasn't. I guess that's a matter of opinion.
Mm. But you would say,
there are many people who think so.
Uh.